Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question right on the homepage. Lots of fun that you can have there, and lots of learning, and lots of groundbreaking information there from our Brain Trust members. Thousands, we got probably close to 2,000. Members of our Brain Trust there, including our great friend Leslie Kossoff, who's been contributing so much wisdom, so much outstanding perspective and tips and best practices to us for almost 10 years. She's the author of the groundbreaking Executive Field Guides, which I want you to tell us about, Leslie, how we can find those and what's next.
The easiest way is to go to my website, which is kossoff.com, KOSSOFF.com, and the information is there. Basically, what it will give you is a very focused, targeted way of getting at any issue from culture to your quality initiative to how do you bring innovation into your organization. They're all laser focused. They're quick. They've got assessment questions attached to them, and it's an easy way for you to target in on what it is that you want to change and make better in your organization and how to get you there and to give you the tools to get there immediately.
And folks, that's Kossoff with two S's and two F's. Check it out. And this is brand new stuff. This is 21st century thinking. Folks, that's what you want to be paying attention to, 21st century thinking. Leslie, we've been talking about the customer. And, of course, we know that all great things for businesses happen when the customer is happy, when they not only do business with you, but they come back. And that's where the profitability of your business is. And more and more, as we talked about earlier, we didn't use this word, but we were implying it. More and more, it's about the customer experience, isn't it?
It is, because your customers bring their experiences from every other vendor that they deal with in every aspect of their lives to the transaction that they do with your business. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they walk in with certain expectations and certain disappointments. And so the question really becomes for you as the business owner, what is it that your customers want? But then immediately the question that you have to ask is, what are we doing? And it's really interesting because this is where the quality process comes into it. And there's a tendency to misunderstand the quality process because there's a focus on, oh, how do we improve and what do we do next? But all of that has a foundational question that has to be asked first, and that is, what are we doing now? And when you look at what you're doing now and you compare that to what it is that your customer really needs and wants from you, then you can really nail the customer experience, both in terms of product and service, and it's cheap.
If you're not asking those questions, Leslie, folks, anybody who's not asking that question, you're likely to find out that what you're doing is what you did in the 20th century, or maybe not quite as so bad what you were doing in the first decade of the 21st century. But what you will find out when you talk to the customer is that neither one of those things is what they're looking for right now. And it could include how your salespeople approach them, how they talk to them, how they think about their own objectives, their own goals, how you're compensating your sales staff. All that stuff has to change, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And that's why that question of what are we doing becomes so important, because when you ask that question and you really analyze it, and there's a courage involved in this, and this also gets to your point from before the break of why small business owners, more than anyone else, are geared to be able to succeed in this. Mm-hmm. Small business owners are, by nature, courageous. If you're not courageous, you can't be a small business.
You won't start one without courage, that's
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly, exactly. And so the marvelous thing about all of your listeners is that you walk into this with a major, major advantage over anyone inside of a large corporation, because you are willing to look at what needs to be done. And also, because the business is small, you have the intimacy and the immediacy to be able to see what actually is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you look at that objectively, the more that you ask that question, what are we doing, the more that you'll identify what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and what you're not doing yet.
And when you identify those deficiencies, those things where you're missing the mark, it doesn't take that long to fix them.
No, it doesn't. And the marvelous thing is, because what you're doing right is already giving you what your customer needs and giving your customer, of course, what they need, you have a platform to build on. And that's the thing that you have to remember, is that you already have a level of success in there. And it's just a matter of identifying how you tweak your system to continue making it more of what your customer wants and expects, not just because of you, not just because of your industry, but because of all of their other experiences.
And folks, what the things that Leslie's talking about are, as I said earlier, could be the way your salespeople, when they talk to customers, when they walk in the door, when they talk to them on the phone, if they go out and they call on them, how they can no longer approach a customer as if you have all the answers and the customer can't wait to get them from you. Folks, customers already have as much, if not more, information than your salespeople do. And if your salespeople approach them that way without realizing that, then you're going to insult them and they're going to go somewhere else. So it's also about marketing, about your advertising plan, all that. It's all about the customer these days, folks. It's not about you. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.